Well, that's a great segue for this question asked by a fellow named John Silas, who I think you might know. And let me just read this one. The issue I circle around most frequently and find increasingly difficult to reconcile concerns the relationship between the nature of philosophical and intellectual inquiry and the Buddha mind, prior mind, or the true nature of the mind spoken of as the point of realization in many of the non-dual traditions, including particularly Dzogchen.
Yeah.
Namkhai Norbu, probably the world's most renowned Dzogchen teacher, states that although philosophies come and go and intellectual answers rise and fall, they are transient, distracting, and do not lead to any kind of satisfactory or worthwhile understanding. Rather, genuine knowledge and its resulting liberation arises from simply observing the mind and body and the energy of which they are composed to identify the mirror condition beneath. How then might this be reconciled with both the direction and purpose of your developmental model, if at all, and what are the consequences, in your view, if these perspectives do not, in fact, coincide? Many thanks and much love to you, John Silas.
Excellent points, and again, it's why we have to come back to, the only way we can answer that is to again rely on the two truths doctrine, the notion that there is a relative truth in the world of Maya and manifestation, but that underlying all of that, there is an absolute or an ultimate or a non-dual truth. And when Namkhai Norbu is talking about the nature of the mind, he's talking about absolute truth, ultimate non-dual truth, which is the truth of one's ever-present awareness, moment to moment. That can be investigated quite regardless of what your philosophy is or your psychology is and so on.
Just shut up and look.
Shut up and look. And that's the basic fundamental instruction for the non-dual schools. It's just shut the fuck up and look.
It's the injunction that you contest.
The injunction carries, it's a little more specific. The ultimate injunction for the non-dual realization is there is not that you can get to a state where you have a non-dual awareness, but that there is something about your state right now that is already 100% aware of it.
Right.
And so all we're going to do is keep pointing to it until you see it. We're not going to bring anything into existence that isn't already here 100%. If you hear my voice and see the table and you're noticing sounds that are going on, that is the enlightened mind. That is 100% of the enlightened mind. And the only reason you don't go, wow, I see it, is that you're too distracted by the objects that are occurring in that mind moment to moment. So you focus on the objects passing by and you forget who the actual seer is or the witness of these objects. And so that appears that it's not present, but in fact it's ever present.